This conference will
Hello, Lydia?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you were in the middle of some good news. Is that something you want to continue, or?
We're just waiting for you. We shared about the roadshow last week and the results that a group of Mary Jo's had in Lubbock. She took 5 people there, and they're all super excited. She's been doing 3-way calls ever since Lubbock's roadshow.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, very well. Then I want to welcome everybody and coming at you here live from Guadalajara, Mexico. So for me, it does feel like we are launching. Being in this environment certainly makes it more real for me. And I know that a lot of you on a call, it's something that you are also very excited about. So I'm glad that you are on. And I totally appreciate your commitment to this endeavor, which obviously is going to be one of the biggest things that I think this company has done in a long time. It will be up there with some of the biggest events that have ever happened for Manitech over the years, and I believe we'll start a whole new era for Manitech. And that's an era, really, of going into being able to penetrate into the Hispanic community. You guys have heard enough about how important that community could be for us, and I think for most of you, the question is going to be about, really, how to best get into that community. So, Lydia, did you? Was there a specific thing you wanted me to cover this morning?
Whatever you like to cover. I know we talked about doing some contacting and inviting, and I know a lot of people would be helpful. That would be a great topic for them.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we're going to get into that, but I'll just kind of then wrap up on the Mexico side, because at the end of the day, whatever it is that we do, whatever the program is, whether it's ISKA, whether it's Live for Real, Give for Real, Mexico, at the end of the day, it always comes down to how are we going to make sure that we get this message out to people. And over the last, it's almost been a year now that I've been doing some regular coaching with a lot of folks, and I think everybody is very comfortable with the what I call the four basics. I think you've been hearing it from Mary Jo. You've heard it at different functions that we've had. But in that four basic, you know, the wheel of fortune, as I call it, most people are very comfortable with creating a list, you know, and the importance of the list and how you create a list. Sometimes I think, you know, what we have missed in the past is the idea that the list for me is something that is it's a process that you as an upline become very involved with at the very beginning of your career in Manitech, or the career of your downline on Manitech, because it is the raw material that you need to build from. Whether you're going to be dealing with customers, whether you're going to be dealing with business builders, whatever direction you decide to take your business into, at the end of the day, you always need to start with that list. And for me, one of the things that makes it very real when I bring somebody on, if I was bringing somebody on for the first time, you know, a brand new person, is taking the time to sit down with them and actually physically go through the makings of that list and helping them make a list that is as big as possible, because that's really, at the end of the day, that's what builds confidence. You know, if I have a long list, I'm confident about getting on a phone and starting to make some calls. If I am not, you know, if I don't have a big list, I'm always concerned and nervous about, my goodness, if 3 people said no, guess what? Then, you know, that could be half of my in my list, and then all of a sudden I feel like I don't have a business anymore. For us, for those of you who are bringing people on, there's 2 things that you really want to do always for your people. You know, I call it provide and protect. And part of the provide is provide them an environment where you can build some confidence, you can build some faith on, and create some hope about what's going to happen next. The next thing is to really protect them from the things that are going to happen, or, you know, by design, by the nature of our business. People are going to be, you know, exposed to some level of rejection. We always said that there's 2 things that keeps people from succeeding in our business. we called it FOP, FOF. FOP, fear of people, FOF, fear of failure. The average person out there has a healthy dose of those two things. And what we got to do is help them break through that. Now, as we build that list, what we're doing is starting to actually build an environment where we're removing the fear factor from people. And by making that list as big as possible, then we make sure that, you know, there's less of a concern about who I'm going to call. And then the calling becomes more of part of the process than it is, you know, in the individual event. It's almost like you got to put your blinders on and realize that, you know, as much as we hate to admit it, this is still a numbers game, okay? And that's only because people are not always ready at the same time. There's some people that are going to be ready now. There's some people that are ready later. This is no reflection on them. It's no reflection on you. It's no reflection on the product or the opportunity that you bring to them. It's just that at any point in time, about 20% of the people that you're going to be talking to are really ready to hear what you have. And really, the other 80%, you could break it down into half of them, will absolutely not be ready at all, anytime. And then the other 40% left, they might be ready with a little bit of a, you know, follow through and dripping on them, whatever we call it. Eventually, they'll make that decision. But there's about a 20% of the people, five of them, who will automatically do it. They'll finish your sentences. They're ready before you even tell them what it is. Okay, and another 15% are open to whatever the idea is, the concept. And those are the 20% that you really want to be able to get to as quickly as you can. So then, you know, once you have that list and once you have spent time, literally spend physical time with people making the list, you ensure that they know how to make a list. Our business is about duplication. So that means that unless we have taught people these things, there's no way that we will ever have them do the things that we do. Your business will never be exponential until you have duplicated. And to duplicate, they have to learn those four basic skills that I'm going to be talking about, and you have to ensure that they have learned those skills. Don't want to assume that somebody, just because you tell them make a list, they're going to make a list. They're going to know how to make a list. They've never made a list for Manatech. So take the time, physically sit down with them. It'll be the best 2 or 3 hours you've ever spent with a downline, is to make sure that by the end of that exercise, they have a very long list of people. Okay, then we'll go to the process of, you know, rating and refining that list, breaking it down in terms of the people we're going to talk to now, the people we're going to talk to later, the people we're going to, you know, that are part of, you know, the international contact list, and then once we have that all in place and we've kind of broken it down in terms of those elements of, you know, defining what that list is, then we're going to look at the top 20 people that we're going to get to call. Okay, and usually those top 20 people for me, they're people who are the closest geographically and the closest in terms of relationship. Okay, and geography is very important, because if I was going to help you get started, I need to help you get started where you live, not, you know, thousands of miles away. We always have that one guy, that one gal that's way out there, 6,000 miles from where we're at, and we want to talk to them. Well, that's great, but that's not the person you're going to have the most influence on immediately. That's not the person that you can really bring on, and help and teach and really build that type of a relationship with. You got to start in your neighborhood. You got to start where, you know, I usually want to know who are the people that normally would come to your house. Who are the people that will be, that you see on a regular basis? People you can drive to their homes. People that you can meet at a local place. Because as we get ready for the next step, which is, you know, to actually call them and you know, make the contact and make the invite for a presentation, you got to start that process immediately with an end in mind. From the time I make the list, I have an end in mind, and the end in mind is that eventually I want these people to be in front of me so that I can do a presentation for them. Now that presentation is going to be, you know, it's going to come in many different forms. You know, it's going to be probably a home meeting in my home or their home. If I was bringing you on in the business, I feel like my responsibility is to do a couple of home meetings with you where you would invite the closest people to you, both in relationship and in proximity. And at the same time, that's where you will learn the basics of how to make a presentation, the basics of how to host a meeting. But if it's not your home, maybe it's their home. Maybe we're going to drive to their home and we're going to do the presentation at their kitchen table. The next step would be, the next type of meeting would be maybe a one-on-one where we're going to get together at a Starbucks or something, somewhere, close by where we're going to sit down and go through a presentation one-on-one. The next level would be a what I call a webinar. I mean, I would do it over the computer and where there's the interaction, we're going through it live. Per se. Then there's those people that, if you cannot do any of those, then those people, you're going to have to just get them on a three-way phone call, if that's the only way you can do that. But that's usually not your best option. So for me, as I get ready to start making the phone calls from the top 20 people on your list, then we need to define where, before we even get on a call with them, what is going to happen next and how is that presentation going to look. I've seen a lot of people get to the point where they are at that list level, but they unfortunately we don't make that the next step is where most people get stuck, which is getting on a phone and calling somebody and setting up a presentation. So what's the purpose of the contacting part? It's to set up a presentation. Not to tell them everything over the phone. Not to try to sell them a product over the phone. It's about getting them in front of the plan. It's getting them to see something from you. To go through a full-fledged presentation, an intentional presentation. Because where we got to become is very intentional about our business. We have to have we got to wake up on Monday knowing that this week. I have three presentations lined up for this week. It's my intention to have these presentations, not to just hope that somebody, shows up in my life and all of a sudden I can share a Manatech. Because if that happens, then the activity level is very haphazard. It's not consistent. It is a catch-as-catch-can. If it happens, it happens. No, we have, if those of you on this call wanting to create something incredible with Manatech, you got to do it with some really clear intention that that's what you want to do. And once you have, once you have decided how many days a week you're going to be able to put into your business, okay, then you need to intentionally make sure that you have filled your calendar for those days that you have available to build your Manatech business or to get to be involved in your Manatech business, okay? You cannot leave it to, for someone else to make that decision about whether or not they're going to see your plan. You got to have the intention to show the plan to somebody during the week. And the best way that I know to do that, and that's why at this step of the contacting and inviting, one of the key things that will need to happen is, again, if they've never done any contacting or never done any inviting, why do we expect that a brand new person would know how to do this? Actually, my advice to them would be specifically, do not call anybody until you and I get back together, because I want to make sure that the first 3, 4, 5, 10 phone calls that we make, that we are doing it under supervision. So I know what you're saying. I know what you're doing. And I that way I can help correct you a little bit in terms of making sure that you're doing it right. Remember, my job is to provide and protect. And what I got to do is I got to protect you almost from yourself in the beginning, because even if you are excited, and this is where we make a big mistake, just because somebody is excited doesn't mean that they're going to be effective. Okay? You can have all the passion in the world, but at some point in time, you need just a little bit of the skill. You need to make sure that you are doing it right, because if not, I call it ignorance on fire. And ignorance on fire usually doesn't lead to lots of productivity. Okay, but if I can channel that excitement with a few things that will really make it more effective, then we can make sure that your first 30 to 90-day experience in Manatech is an awesome experience. My job is to make your first 90 days in Manatech an awesome experience. Okay? If I wanted my son to like fishing, okay, I'm going to make sure that the first time we go fishing, I'm going to almost create the environment for him to catch fish, to make it simple, to make it enjoyable. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. It's going to be a nice calm place, a pond or something. I'm not going to put him on a boat, go in the middle of the ocean, and see what we can do, okay? Because that may not be a good experience, and my son will never love fishing ever again. He might not even remember why he doesn't like fishing. Well, it was that first experience. Many, many times, our people get out there, they are excited, but once they get out there, they get slammed around a little bit, they get slapped around a little bit, and guess what? It's not a pleasant experience, and like all human beings, you know, we seek pleasure and we avoid pain. And if contacting and inviting is a painful experience, how often do you think they want to do it? Now you say, well, if their dream is big enough, they will do it, and that's true. But how many of us are building that dream so big that people have this reward out there that is so huge that they're willing to go to that initial pain and go to that process because they realize that that process is part of what it takes to really make it in Manatech? Well, most people are not wired that way, especially not in the beginning. So our job is to really make sure that we're creating the most pleasant experience for them. So that means the first 5 to 10 people they're going to call, we're going to do it together. We're going to do it on a three-way. I'm going to be the expert, and I'm going to be the third-party expert. They're going to call. They're going to, you know, just basically just spend about 20 seconds on just a small discussion. We're always going to be in a hurry. We're always going to, you know, we want to make sure that the person on the other on the other side of the line is comfortable with what the process is going to be. Because most of the time when people pick up a call, they're always wondering, is this going to take forever? I mean, am I going to be on this call for the next, you know, half hour? I'm in a hurry. I got 2 minutes. I'm sitting down here with my very good friend, Mary Jo Hilliker, and boy, her and I, you know, I've really grown to appreciate her. She's a great businesswoman, and she's a very caring individual. We're working on a project, and I thought about you, and the project could be Give for Real. The project could be how to help them with their health. The project could be how can we reach, you know, thousands of people around the world with some incredible technologies that can really change people's lives. Whatever the idea is that you're comfortable with to talk to these people about, and again, usually I would talk to them about what I think they want to hear. And that's why when we first start this process, as we make the list and we get ready to contact these people, I want to know, what would be the three things that you feel this person we're going to call, what are three things you think they're really interested in? Okay? That'd be one thing. What is their interest? What is their need? Okay? The next thing I want to know is, what is it about them you like? What do you like about them? What is it about them you are impressed with? Because once I get on a call with them, okay, one of the things I want to go back to is why we're calling them. Why we're calling them? Well, you know, we're calling you because based on what I just heard from your friend, with whom I'm doing a three-way call, she tells me that you're pretty sharp and ambitious. She tells me that you're, you know, a great people person. She tells me that you're a very caring person and you want to do something big in the world. Whatever it is that, you know, that impresses you about that person, that's the reason why we're calling her, because we want that person on our team. We want them to be part of what we're doing, and this is the reason why, because of, you know. And then you got to give me 2 or 3 reasons why you like them. For goodness sakes, don't ever put somebody on your list that you don't like, because you may have to spend, you know, January's in Hawaii together, and if you don't like them, that's not a good thing, okay? So I'm assuming that anybody you put on your list, you like them. Why do you like them? What is it about them that you are impressed with? Because once I get into the conversation, if I'm the expert on a call with you, I want to go back to that. We're calling you because. Now, we are in a hurry. This is a shot in the dark. Don't know if, you know, we have anything here that may really be of interest to you yet. But based on what I've heard about you, I think that this might be something that, you know, you could really play a major role in. But I'd like to just basically set up a time where we can meet with you, see if we have some synergies, see if we have some things in common, see if there's something here that will resonate with you, and then we'll take you to the next level. It's very non-committal, but it has a purpose. The purpose is we're going to get together so I can share more information with you, and once I do, at that point, we're going to decide whether or not this is something for you, is it something that resonates with you, and then from that point on, we'll go on to the next step, which is what do we do next. And at that point, there is a decision to be made by them, and certainly by us, is there somebody we want? After we meet with them for a half hour, based on how they answer some questions, based on how they react to some of the things that we're passionate about, we're going to then decide whether this person is really somebody that we want to have in business with us. So when I make these calls, I follow a concept I call STEER, okay, S-T-E-E-R. S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E-E-R as in Robert. S stands for set at ease, set at ease. I always start the phone call by setting them at ease. Number one, is this a good time to call you? Number two, I will say something nice about them based on what I have heard already from the person whose contact it is. Okay? Then I'm going to take control, T for take control of the call. And take control of the call is basically setting up the expectation of the call. The reason we are calling you is because we are involved in a project. We're working with a multinational company out of Dallas, Texas, or we're getting ready to expand to Mexico. We just launched a new program, Give for Real. And based on what I hear about you, you seem like somebody we really love to have on our team. And the purpose of this call is to set up a time so we can sit down and have a conversation. We're going to walk you through some information. We're going to decide if there's really something that we have in common here. We're going to decide if there's some synergy. That's called take control of the call. The call is very intentional. It has a purpose, and the purpose is to get with them. It's not to find out about the cat and the dog and the kids, and all that stuff is fine. But, I want to make the call as short as possible. I want at the end of the call to have an appointment. And then when we get in front of them, then we'll have an opportunity to really discuss more of these things. Now, if I don't know exactly what their needs are, if you could not provide me with what their needs are, I may want to just know a little bit about them. What are you doing? What do you do now? What are some things you're really excited? If money was no object, if you had the time and the money, what would you be doing differently than you're doing right now? Okay? I want to put my finger. I want to find a little bit of the hot button. But I want to do that very quickly to make sure that then I'm talking to their listening. I'm talking to them about something they are passionate about, not something I'm passionate about. The more we make it about them, the more we make it about their needs, the more we make it about their problems that we think we have a solution for, the smoother this call will go. Then number three is to enthusiastically assume the appointment. Okay, I am. If I tell them about once I've gone through the taking control and tell them why I'm calling them, then I'm going to give them a couple of options of when we think we can meet. Now that's why it's very important at this step that you and I, if you are the person who's got the contact and I'm the third party that is participating in this process, I do want to make sure that your calendar and my calendar are synced up. Okay. So that means that we have decided already ahead of time that you have Tuesday at 6 o'clock available and you got Friday at 4 o'clock available. So because that's the two time frames that we're going to give them as when we are available to talk to them. So before I get on the call, it's very important that we agree on what's the available times, and we always have two times that we would put in front of them so that they make a choice of two, so they feel like they're choosing, to some degree, it's their choice of when they meet with us, but because we gave them two options, they get to choose from. So now if I decided that the first meeting would be a meeting at your house, then basically the person we're talking to, we would basically tell them, listen, we're meeting with a few key people at Lydia's house on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Does that work for you? Are you able to make that? And if they have something that is not doesn't seem to be that important, I will probably ask them, can you cancel that? Can you change your plans? Are you in a position where you can change your plans? Because we do believe that this might be something that would be important for you to be part of. I think this will solve a lot of, you know, the things that you need or the problems that you have, and we do believe that we have something here that would be of great interest to you. So can you change your plans? If she cannot change the plans, then the next day, you know, we give them the second option. We are also available Friday at 4 p.m. Will that work for you? And if we cannot make those two work, then let's find out, okay, well, then tell us, when are you not busy? When is a good time? Let's see if we can make it match with our calendar. I still keep some posture. I still keep some control of this conversation because I want them to know that I have something they need. It's not that I'm out there just, you know, begging them to be part of something I'm part of. I mean, we don't want to lose our composure. We don't want to lose our posture in the process because as soon as you do, then whatever you have doesn't seem to be that important. And if it's not that important, why would anybody want to even come and take a look at it? It has to be important. We know it is important. We know that this could be a game changer for them in their lives, like it has been to many of you on this call, like it has been to me 30 years ago and other people. So once we have gone through that process and we've locked in the time, then we just need to get off the phone very quickly. So I enthusiastically assume the appointment. Now, at the same time as I enthusiastically assume the appointment, okay, in my mind, I'm also prepared to expect pushbacks, to expect and manage pushbacks. Okay? Now, we could spend hours on different kinds of pushbacks that people can come back to, but most of it is going to be, well, can you tell me more? I would love to tell you more, but that's, first of all, we're in a hurry. That's why we're in a hurry. But number two is, that's why we're having this meeting, because until we meet and until we have made sure that we have something in common here, we have some synergies, the information, the rest of the information may not be that important. But if you really want to know, we're partnering with a company out of Coppell, Texas, Dallas, Texas. It's a multinational company. They're in 16 countries. They've been around for 16 years. They're just launching a new program that we believe really could make a major difference in the world, and we think that you'll be a really great addition to the team. But you know what? Until we get together and really make sure we have something in common, the rest of the details would not really matter. And if I could really tell you everything over the phone, then there'd be no need for us to meet. And we do believe that it's important that we meet because I think otherwise, it can't be that important if I can tell you everything over the phone right now. The other pushbacks might be they don't have time. You are very, someone is very busy. For me, that's a good sign. Actually, that's the reason why we're calling you, because you are a very busy person. And as a busy person, one thing we know, busy people get things done, number one. Number two is, do you want to be this busy for the rest of your life? If you're busy now, are you going to be busier 2 years from now? You're going to be less busy 2 years from now. Most of the time, people answer more busier. They're gonna be busier 2 years from now. Well, if that's the case, if you're not happy about being this busy now, how do you think you're gonna feel 2 years from now when you're even busier than you are right now? So for that reason, we're calling you because we believe we have a solution to being busy all the time. We want you to be busy, but we want you to be busy doing the things you really like. Most people are busy doing the things they don't really like. And that makes it a real bad situation. So that's one of the things. So there could be many different pushbacks, and frankly, that's the reason why I want to be on that call with my new person, because they don't know how to answer pushback. They assume that a pushback means no. For me, a pushback means interest, means they want to know more, and I want to just tell them just enough to satisfy them, but yet not enough for them to have to make a decision over the phone whether or not this is good for them or not, because there's no way. I don't know if any one of you have tried to explain Manatech over the phone. You cannot explain Manatech over the phone. There is absolutely no way of doing that. And for their own good, for them to make an intelligent decision, they need to be they need to come and see a presentation. And then they'll be able to make an intelligent decision. So the last thing, So that leaves it S-T-E-E-R, and the R is reaffirm the appointment. So we're going to meet at Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Lisa's home. And do you have the address? Let me give you the address. We're going to send you an email with the address. Should I put you down in pen or pencil? It's called reaffirming the appointment. Pen or pencil? I'm told by lead here that you are a person who keeps their word. Is that true? Yes, it is. Okay, so I'm going to write you down in pen, because you're going to be there. Okay, if there's any reason why you cannot make it, would you please give us a call so we can make sure we have somebody else in your spot instead? Okay, we're going to keep this month small. We're just a few key people. So if you cannot make it, let us know so we can get somebody else in there instead. So I reaffirm the appointment. I get off the phone as quick as I can. If I can do this in about 2 minutes, that's a good call. Okay? Lydia, are we still on? Because I'm just going on, and but I want to make sure we haven't lost the call or anything.
Oh, we are still on. You're doing a great job. Very informative.
Okay, so, all right, cool. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you guys about is, if you take this concept, so obviously the whole idea of the presentation is a whole other call, and I'm sure that most of you have access to some kind of a presentation material. It's whether it's a standardized presentation, hopefully you can take it to Kinko's, have it bound in a spiral-bound little folder, and then you can just go through it and use it as a flip chart, whether it's you're going to be showing them a couple of DVDs, a couple of videos, and then that's something you need to check with your upline, what is the best way for you to get a presentation in front of somebody, okay? And if it's somebody who's a Hispanic, we do have a Spanish presentation that, you know, we have completed. I know that Mary Jo has access to all of that, so you can definitely get access to their material through Mary Jo or through your upline, whoever that might be. And if you're not sure, just, you know, obviously get back to Lydia and she'll make sure that you have that. So I'm not going to get into the presentation, but I want to talk to you about a concept that might be interesting for some of you, especially if some of you have local teams. But those of you who have a local team, I want to talk to you about a concept we call team calling. And this is something I've used for, you know, 29 years ago I was doing this, and it was something that then it worked well, and it works even better now because the technology is much superior, even for doing things like, you know, conference calls and that type of thing. But imagine this, imagine that it's Sunday afternoon, okay, probably between 6 and 8 p.m., and you have a local team that you could pretty much, you know, get to your house on Sunday afternoon. Imagine now that everybody brought their list, okay, and their calendar. And what we're going to do is we're going to sit around the table, all right? We're going to have this speakerphone in the middle. And what we're going to do is we're going to pass the phone around, and everyone around the table are going to start making phone calls out of their list and booking their calendar. Again, like I said, if you take a look at your calendar, I hope all of you have your personal calendar, but then you have your Manatech calendar. If I was looking at my week, you know, on Sunday, if I'm looking at my Monday through Saturday, the first thing I would do is I would block out any time that is personal time, church time, work time, whatever. I would block it out. And whatever is left in my calendar, those are the days and times that I'm going to use for my Manatech business this week. And it'd be important that if I'm your upline, that you and I kind of calibrate our calendars a little bit, because it's my goal to be able to at least work one night a week per leg, per person who is really fired up and excited in my business. Okay, usually I want to, I want to work at the deepest point of my leg. And if that's the person that's actually in my home, that's perfect. If it's not, then, you know, I want to work with at least those that are there at the house who are really excited about doing something next week in their Manatech business. And we as a team is we're going to make sure we book our calendars. So now as an upline, and I got three or four people in my house and we do this, folks, I'll tell you, it's very exciting because not only I'm going to get my calendar full, but you're going to get your calendar full. I'm going to know exactly what my team is doing for the week. I'm going to pretty much, I could anticipate the productivity that we're going to have over that week. And as we go through these calls, we're going to have three different things happen. Well, I call them hits, misses, and flushes. Hit, miss, and flush. Now, obviously, a hit is if I called and somebody was home and I booked a meeting. That's a hit. Okay? So, and as a team, we will track the numbers of hits that we get, the cumulative hits that we have. And then the misses is when, I called, nobody was home, and I left a message. That's a miss. Now, a flush is if you got somebody on the phone that was really obnoxious and you decided that you were not going to do business with them anymore, and thus that means that, we put them in a flush category. Now, some people can have fun with this. We used to have a little fun with it. We had a roll of toilet paper in the middle of the table, and when somebody was really obnoxious, we rip a little sheet, we write their name on it, and at the end of the night, we have a flushing ceremony. We all file it into the bathroom, and we flush it, okay? Now, you can do it in a very nice way, Christian way, if you want to, but it's just mentally, it takes them out of the picture for you, so you don't have to keep replaying that in your head ever again, okay? The biggest thing that we all dread is this idea that somebody's going to say no, okay? Now, some people can say no nicely. Some people are not so nice when they say no. But you know what? At the end of the day, if yes is a destination, no is what you got to go through to get to your destination, okay? There's only one way I know to succeed in this business is you got to numb yourself the word no. And the only way I know to numb myself of the word no is to go through enough no's until I am numb about no. And then no is not a big deal anymore. And when no is not a big deal for me anymore, I mean, the sky's the limit, folks. The sky is the limit. I mean, you will build a gigantic Manifest business because you're not afraid of failure, FOF. Because fear of failure does keep a lot of us back and keeps us from getting out of our comfort zone. Now, we all know that we're able to that failure is part of life, okay, but very few of us are willing to fail. And hopefully some of us will go from being willing to fail to wanting to fail. The 80% of the people are aware of failure, okay, but they dread it. They want to stay as far away as failure as they can. And in that process, what it means is they're going to lead average, mediocre lives that process. Because, unless you're willing to fail, you can never succeed. You show me a success that's never failed, I'm going to show you a liar. Okay? The world is full of people who achieved incredible things in their lives, but that only came as a result of incredible failures that led to incredible success. John Maxwell says you need to fail about 2.3 times before you will succeed. So most of us are going to fail two or three times big before we really succeed. So it's the same thing with the no's. We got to be willing to go through the no's. We got to make it almost a game. How quickly can we get 100 no's? How quickly can you get 100 no's? And how about this? Every time you get 10 no's in a row, 10 no's in a row, celebrate. Do something fun. Associate something pleasurable to having 10 no's in a row. And then having 10 no's in a row will not seem like the end of the earth, the end of the world. Okay? So if we can get comfortable with the word no, if we can get comfortable with failure, folks, our ability to succeed is unlimited. And that's something that we need to take with us today. Okay? By the way, there's a great book that I will recommend to everybody. It's called Go for No. The book is called Go for No. Okay? And all you have to do is Google Go for No. Or go to goforno.com. It's an incredible concept. I mean, one of the best things I've come across in 30 years to help people move out of the status quo, move out of the comfort zone into their own greatness. So let's go back to this team calling situation. So we are sitting around the table. We're moving the phone around. And again, if it's somebody that's brand new, they're sitting there, their job is to get somebody on the call and then pass it on to me. Pass it on to someone who can deal with this process we just went through that I call STEER, S-T-E-R. Set at ease, take control, enthusiastically assume the appointment, expect and manage pushback, reaffirm and confirm the appointment, Those are the things we do. That's part of the skill that is required. So this is how I take great excitement, that initial excitement that people have about their business, and translate that into hits, translate that into appointments, translate that into presentation, meetings. Because unless we are doing presentation and meetings, if we're not doing 3 to 5 presentation or meetings per week, 3 to 5 presentations or meetings per week, your business is going backwards. Okay? The only way you keep momentum in your business, the only way you keep your business moving forward, is because you're doing 3 to 5 presentations every week. So your calendar will not lie. Okay? If you show me your calendar and your list, I can tell you exactly, I can predict for you what's going to happen in your business. The numbers of meetings that you do is definitely a sign of what's going to happen in the future. Because results are always, there's always a 90-day delay between activity and results. Okay? So you got to be committed to 90 days of some massive action, massive activity to be able to get the results. Some of us start evaluating too soon whether or not we're getting the results or not. No, you can't. It's like planting the seed and expect, you know, and going in there and wanting to check and see if anything is happening under the ground. You got to plant the seeds, and then you're going to let it germinate, and then you're going to go and see the results. You're going to see the plants come out. So that's the same thing here. So, for me, a predictor of future success is the number of meetings that you're doing right now. Because right now you are reaping for what you did 90 days ago. So if 90 days ago you didn't do much, guess what? You're not getting a lot of results right now. But the good news is this. You can change that. You can change that today. You can make the decision today that you're going to change it. And the way you change it is by deciding your level of activity this week. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. How many presentations, how many meetings are you going to book? Your calendar. And I'll use a Clemmer quote. You know, your calendar is the activity in your calendar is, you know, as harsh as it may look, is going to be as fair as it can be about what you're going to get back. If you're not filling your calendar every week, you cannot expect your business to move forward. Okay? It's a concept we call entropy. You got to put energy into a system to see things happen in that system, to see change, to see results, to see to watch this momentum occur. Okay? And if you're doing less than 3 to 5, sometimes that means your momentum is slowing down. And some of you might be sitting here at a place where you're going, what happened to my business? What happened to me? Well, what happened to you is you stop putting energy into your business every single day. Do something every single day. A call, send a pack to a customer, get back to someone that, you know, that has not ordered lately. But do something every day. But I would say, at least if you want to see your business move forward with power, 3 to 5 presentation a week. Now, you could do it during the day. You can do it at night. You can do it in groups. You can do it over the phone. You can do it as many ways, webinars, but 3 to 5 presentations a week. Anything less than that, and you are going backwards, because there's no such a thing as status quo. There's no such a thing as a flat line, okay? You don't maintain. You're either moving forward or you're going backwards. Moving forward or going backwards. And the difference is this. Your choice of the type and the amount and intensity of activity that you're going to do today and tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then whether or not next Sunday you're going to sit down, get your calendar, get your list, and decide that you're going to book enough presentations to fill your calendar. So that's, you know, and that level of activity will give you what I call, you know, addition to your business. Now, if you really want to see multiplication in your business, you get 3 or 4 other people to sit down with you on Sunday night, and you all book your calendars together, and now instead of being 3 to 5 meetings next week, it's going to be 15 to 20 presentations next week. Folks, I know you understand the math of this, but you know that if you got 20 presentations going on next week between you and the rest of your team, that something is going to happen. Wouldn't it be nice if you could wake up on Monday, every Monday, and know exactly the number of presentations that will occur during that week? And that's outside of those that are going to happen by accident. You know, somebody's just going to show up, okay? And you're going to have an opportunity to say something to somebody, show them something, give them something that was unexpected. But you cannot build your business. You cannot run your Manatech business based on the unexpected. It has to be expected. It has to be intentional. Okay? You gotta, you know, and in every action that you take, you wrap it with expectation. It is part of a bigger game plan. It's part of your 2 to 5 year plan. It's part of your next 12-month plan. It's part of your next 90-day plan. It's part of your EPA plan. If you're not managing it to that level of detail, folks, it's gonna run away from you. And how many of you have experienced that? So I hope that this helps. I certainly will love to put more meat on this down the road, but I would like to bring it back to you, Lydia. I don't know if you normally can open the calls for questions. I don't know if anything I've said confused people even more or not, but I would love to answer any questions if there was some about this whole concept of the list and the contacting and inviting with a team meeting concept in the middle of that, I mean at the end of that. As a mechanism for how to really make this come to life and make it create stuff this week.
Al, this is yes. Susan Niesenzweig.
Hey, hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. Anyway, you're fantastic. This was really, really awesome. The only thing I want you to maybe say a little bit more about is for people who, like I have team members who don't live locally to me that I'm supporting, you know, and some of them are new. So can you just say a little something about, you know, doing that process, the same thing you're talking about, but, you know, the reality is that for a lot of us, we are at a distance from our demo.
Well, first of all, great to hear from you, Susan. And number two, great question. Well, that's what I was saying. 28 years ago, we didn't have the luxury of conference calls. It was a miracle if I could get a speakerphone, never mind, you know, conference calls. But today, you could do a virtual team calling, which means that you have people from all over the country, literally from around the world, on that call. So you may have some people who are sitting at the table with you, and there may be some people who have logged on to your call from anywhere in the country or outside the country. But the same process would occur. Basically, they'll be connected to this conference call, and then one of you would have the ability to do a three-way out of that conference call, and they would give you the number. You do the three-way. They'll get on a call. They'll get to talk to the person. But this is what's happening during that process is that everybody on the team is part of that call. And you may want to tell them, listen, I'm here sitting down with a team of people from around the country. We've been talking about you. We wanted to give you a call. And Susan is going to chat with you for a minute. Is this a good time? You got 2 minutes. We're in a hurry. We got many people to get to today. But I wanted you to be top of the list because I really appreciate you. I've watched you over the years. I'm really impressed with some of the things you've done. You just have the kind of personality that I think will mesh real well with this team that we've put together to do this incredible new program that we're about to get started. So, Mary, I want you to talk to Susan, and then Susan, you start talking to Mary. Everybody's on a call. Everybody gets to hear it. Now you're training your entire team on the fine details of how to do contacting and inviting.
Al, this is Fred Robertson up in Oregon.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Fantastic. As far as a presentation, long-distance presentation, would sending them a PowerPoint to go over at a specific time with them, would you ever do that? I'm trying to figure out how to do the presentation long-distance.
Yeah, if you cannot do a webinar, if there's no way for them to get on a webinar with you, okay, that would be the next best thing is send them a PowerPoint presentation, number your pages on a PowerPoint presentation, That way, as you go into the PowerPoint presentation, you can go, okay, now page one, this is what you're seeing. Let me tell you about that. And then page two, and then page three. That way, you guys stay at the, you know, you stay connected that way, even though you're not walking them through a webinar. A webinar would be the mechanism of choice.
Okay.
Is that a question for you, Fred?
Yes, that's great. Talk to you later.
I did a message on Guadalajara, so I will call you right after this call so we can see how to get your pastor involved while I'm here.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Al, this is Len Banaszak in Haines, Alaska. I've got somebody down in Guadalajara. They're a U.S. They're already an associate, and I'm trying to connect them with someone. Is there any way to get down there, get together with them? Are you having meetings, or what can we do there?
I'm not having anything specific, but I certainly love to talk to people. Tonight at 7 p.m. here, I'm just having coffee with a few people. So I'm here at the... it's called the Fiesta Americana Hotel on Avenida de las Americas.
You better go slower on that one. How does the hotel go?
It's called Fiesta Americana.
Fiesta Americana.
Yeah.
And
it's Avenida or Avenue Americas.
Americas. And that's at 7 o'clock. Where would they be, like in a meeting hall or in a room?
It will probably be a coffee shop. You want to give them my cell number if they want to give me a call?
Sure.
It will be 1 for the U.S., 469-964-9029.
Okay, 469-964-9029.
And if you want to...
Didn't you say 069, not 469?
Yeah, 469-964-9029.
Okay.
Okay, we're hiring some people. We're finalizing the location for the headquarters here. So I'll be busy until about 6, but I think at 7 I'll just have coffee with a few people here who show up.
Well, thank you, Al. I appreciate that.
Al, did you connect with Jaime, by any chance?
Excuse me?
Did you connect with Jaime?
Not yet, but I will be connecting with him because I'll be in Mexico City tomorrow.
Okay.
So him and I will probably get together 7 p.m. tomorrow night. I'll do the same thing. I'll be at the Hilton La Reforma. Hilton La Reforma, and at 7 p.m. I will just, again, do the same thing, meet with some people over coffee and just kind of share with them a little bit where we're going.
Okay, great.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions?
That sounds great. It was a wonderful presentation, Al. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And who was this, by the way? I didn't get the name.
This is Leonard Banaszak. I'm in Haines, Alaska. That's just a little bit of.
Oh, okay. All right. Good to meet you, Leonard.
Yes.
Well, all right. You excited about building a business in Mexico?
I'm trying to. I've got a few people down there. There's someone near the southern border. Probably you're not going that far, but this Hilton La Reforma, that's a hotel, I guess, in Mexico City. So I'll try to send some people there, 7 p.m. tomorrow. And today I'll have this lady contact you. She only lives 20 minutes from the airport in Guadalajara.
Well, she's probably close to where I am right here because I'm about 20 minutes from the airport.
Right. Well, she's, you know, so I'm really looking forward to her. She's a very good girl. She's a U.S. citizen. She's already an associate, and she just needs to go forward. Pardon? Her name is, her name is Debbie Wilson.
Debbie Wilson. Okay. Thanks for the
Al, hi. Hello,
yes.
Al?
Yes?
It's Peggy Rosenberg here in Thousand Oaks, and I loved it, and I love the idea about the team calling. I'm wondering, in lieu of a Sunday night, do you have any experience with any other time or day that's good?
Well, the only reason I like Sunday night is because it helps you to set up your entire week.
I just have too many people who don't work at all on Sunday. They won't do it, so I know I need to off, you know, have an alternative for them. They just, it's, you know.
In a week. So if you did it on Monday, you still would have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to work the business. So I would do it the earliest in a week as I can. Because, again, the whole idea is this, is to wake up in the morning on Monday and know that, you know, where you're going to be the whole week. It gives you a sense of empowerment and control to know that you're driving intentionally your business towards whatever the goal it is that you have.
Okay.
It's a powerful feeling to start the week with.
Right. And I understand that. I just didn't know whether you had experience with another day that would work, because I know that that won't work. They won't do it. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Monday would be a good yes.
Yeah, Alice, is Len again. I've got Debbie's number, and it's a toll-free number from the U.S. phone. Would you like me to give you that number?
Yeah, give me that number, yes.
Yeah, her name is Debbie Wilson, and her number is 877-667-9618.
Yes.
And she's real. She used to be a fleet manager for a Ford dealership, so she knows how to talk to people.
Fantastic. Well, I'll give her a call, then. I will give her a call and see if we can line up something for 7 o'clock.
Okay, 877-667-9618. Appreciate very much.
Thank you, Len.
You bet.
Okay, anybody else? Lydia, I'm going to pass this back to you.
And thank you very much for filling in for Mary Jo. She appreciates it, and I appreciate it, so I didn't have to do the call.
Well, you know what? I definitely, and we obviously appreciate very much what Mary Jo has done, what she's doing. You guys are awesome, the two of you. You know, can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys really getting behind the whole Mexico project. And I think you guys are going to have just an amazing impact with all the folks that are on this team as well. You know, it's impressive that over, you know, close to 100 people on this call. And so I hope that this was helpful today, and keep the faith, because, you know, this is going to be, we're about to enter the Jubilee years, okay?
Yep.
So the next 2 to 5 years is going to be the most exciting ride we've had in Manatech. So this is not a time to get wary of well-doing. This is a time to just keep pushing towards the goal. Do not get wary.
And you too, and stay safe in Mexico.
Yes.
Yep, and thank you so much.
Oh, thank you're welcome.
And you guys all have a great week, and we will be back on the line next Monday when I'll review the Manatech website with you all. So it's a great time to be at your computers and walk through it while I show you how to do it. Any other questions?
Okay.
Okay, you guys have a great week.
Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.